The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day, everyone. Hello. I'm happy to be here. I might be a little bit not quite myself today. I had the COVID booster shot yesterday and been going through chills and feeling very tired. And the moment I feel great. And so maybe it'll stay that way. But if I begin to sag, then that is why, probably. So the topic for today is, some people have said, is the crown jewels of Buddhism. It is a list called, usually called the seven factors of awakening. The word for factors can also mean limb, and some occasionally you see seven limbs of awakening. And I like this idea of limbs. Factors just seems like a list, but limb seems like a part of a whole. It's like a body. And it's a little bit more associated to me to our own body, our lived experience. And the seven factors of awakening are not abstractions, but they are lived experiences that maybe you can understand them to be what happens when you get in the groove of meditation, groove of mindfulness, of the practice, that, maybe you're just learning to ride a bike and it's awkward and difficult, but at some point you can jump on your bike and maybe you're going for a long distance and you get in the groove and it just feels like you're just kind of moving along just in a really wonderful way. Or many other things we do, once we master them in the groove, it's just a delight to be absorbed in doing the activity. So these seven limbs of awakening are things that begin to arise when the hindrances abate and the distractions abate and the attachments abate and we get into the groove of mindfulness. So what I'd like to do for this sitting is a little bit of a guided tour or guided meditation on the seven factors of awakening. And perhaps that's a nice way of being introduced to them or to be connected to them, is if I'm able to kind of point to them or evoke them or give you a sense in your own experience how they work, how they are. So first I'll tell you what the seven are. They are mindfulness, investigation. Usually next one is energy. I'd like to today call it strength. And then joy, tranquility, and concentration, samadhi, and equanimity. And we'll go through these again, so you don't have to memorize them right now. So assuming a meditation posture, that you can gently close your eyes. And it's a way of establishing yourself here, kind of definitively here. Taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, three-quarters full. Big enough breath so that it becomes a predominant thing you're focusing on. Take some intentionality. Long exhale so that take some attention to this, to do it. And begins this turning from the distracted mind to being present. And And maybe deep breaths, and as you exhale, also to relax the body. Sometimes the deep in-breath allows for kind of a deeper, even internal relaxation on the exhale. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And with the orientation to gather yourself here in this present moment, putting aside your distracted thoughts. As you exhale, relaxing the muscles of your face, as if you're settling in with your face to be here. Face doesn't have to work or figure things out or reach forward, be outward directed. The face can settle back on itself, be at ease. On the exhale, to soften the shoulders. Let go, relax. Release the holding, contraction of the shoulders when from busyness and fear. And on the exhale, softening the belly. And with a softening of the belly, also kind of a settling of your weight into your lower torso. And then to settle in now on the experience of the body breathing. Accompanying the body as it breathes with your attention. The first factor of awakening is mindfulness, awareness. And you might say, use the word here, H-E-R-E. Awareness is here, nowhere else. Here with awareness, here with a little bit of clarity, present, attentive to your experience, here and now, breathing. Letting your awareness be here with breathing. Awareness accompanies breath as a companion for the body breathing. Perhaps as you exhale, to let go of your thoughts so that the quieting absence of thinking makes more room for awareness to be here, to be open, to be clear. Second factor of investigation is investigation. Second factor of awakening is investigation. And it's not analysis or probing, but rather very simple attunement to your experience that can be expressed through the word what. Whatever you're aware of, just say what. What is this? And not answering it with words, but rather let it register more fully, as if you get closer to it or feel it more fully. Maybe even a sensory awareness that you receive. So there's more clarity, distinction of what's here. With the question, what? It's as if you get closer to the experience. Like putting a hand on a piece of wood, and then you can feel it more carefully. The hand of awareness goes on the breathing, and there's more richness and variety of sensations that you experience in breathing. The next factor of awakening is strength. Can you call upon a gentle strength so you inhabit in a strong way the simplicity of being here and present? Maybe a kind of inner strength in your body. Not the same as muscular strength, but maybe a kind of strength of gentle determination. Yes, here. Engaged. Strength that supports awareness. The fourth factor of awakening is joy. The delight of being engaged fully in the experience, coursing in mindfulness in the present moment, appreciating the opportunity to be here. I associate joy with the word yes. Yes, to be with this experience. Yes, to feeling the breath in the body. And maybe even you can make a small half smile. It makes it easier to enjoy being present here with breathing. The next factor is tranquility. Perhaps there's a way of continuing to relax. Let things be calmer. A calming of your thinking mind. A deeper relaxation of the body. Whatever reference point you have for present moment tranquility, maybe that can be a magnet for awareness in the present moment. The next factor is samadhi. I associate this with the word steady. To steady oneself here and now. To steady oneself in the middle of our whole being. So all of us is here, supporting present moment awareness. Awareness that flows or radiates from all of our life, now, here. Steadying oneself on the breathing. And the last factor of awakening is equanimity. Maybe it can be associated with the word okay. Not being in conflict with anything or troubled by anything. Just, it's okay. So the mind is less reactive, more balanced. To be here with the breathing in your body, strong, centered. Awareness not pushed around or caught up in what is happening, but staying balanced, equanimous, non-reactive. It's okay. And then I'll name each of the seven factors of awakening. As you listen to them, can you find a reference inside of yourself for each, through a memory or place in your body or some feeling of each and within, and see them as a kind of strength that support you to be balanced and attentive, grounded, in the middle of all the difficulties of life. Mindfulness. Investigation. Strength. joy. Tranquility. Concentration. Equanimity. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, perhaps consider that each of these seven limbs of awakening are a support for gazing upon the world kindly, compassionately. They're a way of being available in a helpful way for others. Supported by the seven limbs of awakening, you're less likely to get caught up in your reactivity and more likely to be present and see clearly. Respond to the world with something from a place of wholesomeness, goodness. May through this practice we strengthen a wholesome, caring way of being with the world. Certainly this world needs more people who bring kindness and compassion and care, friendliness. And may it be that this practice we do does that for us, so that we intentionally, consciously are attentive to making this world a better place for others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free.